The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Well, as the summer draws to a close, how has the Irish tourism industry fared this year? Joining me now to give us a rundown is Owen O'Mara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry. Owen, you're very welcome. Thanks a million for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Mandy.
Now, really, Owen, I'm just back from a 2-week staycation in Donegal, and we explored a lot of the county. I must say we had an absolutely fantastic time, very friendly people. The weather wasn't great, but no one can control the weather. But I was trying to get an idea of how the staycation market is going, because I have to say it seemed a bit quiet to me.
Yeah, and interestingly, I was away for a couple of weeks in August, further down the Wild Atlantic Way, if you like, in Lewisburg, just outside Westport, and a bit like you, a bit of mixed weather. And we were actually in Westport for the bank holiday weekend, and I thought it was a little quiet. So, I mean, the feeling on the ground is a bit mixed from the tourism industry. The American market is going great, which is fantastic, because they're big spenders and they tour all the regions, and that's really valuable business. But the other markets are soft. So whether that's Europe or GB or indeed the domestic market, the Irish are still doing a lot of trips abroad to chase the sun. So the staycation market isn't particularly strong. So it's a mixed bag, and thank God for the strong American market.
We had Niall Nocton in earlier. He's involved in that American football game that was on over the weekend, and he was talking about the amount of people who came and travelled to that, and that they extended their trips here and moved down the country, and in particular all along the West. But I was talking to somebody else last week who told me that the UK visitors to Ireland, you can see that there's a visible difference in the amount of them coming. And I'm just wondering, is that something you've heard either anecdotally or you can see in your figures? And why that might be, is it something to do with exchange rate, Brexit, or the cost of living crisis in the UK?
Yeah, it's a bit of everything. It's definitely the case. I mean, both anecdotally and also from industry data, is that the GB market isn't as strong. There's not actually as much air connectivity as there used to be pre-pandemic. So GB isn't going that great, and that's a blow for GB. Is the biggest volume market. So America might be the biggest revenue market, but GB is the biggest volume market, and it's an important one because they tend to come in all seasons as well. So I do think we have an issue in Irish tourism that, to a certain extent, our eggs are in the one basket, the American basket, which is a very valuable basket by all means. But if something happened to the US market or the North American market, if there was a change in exchange rates, we've got to remember the dollar has been quite strong recently. If there was a Trump Mark II election and there was, you know, uncertainty in the world, then, you know, I think if the US market faltered, Irish tourism would have a significant problem. So I would much prefer to see a more balanced portfolio of markets. That means, you know, growing the staycation market by all means, but 70% of the Irish tourism economy is made up of international visitation. So those Brits, those Germans, those French are absolutely vital to the tourism economy, particularly in regional Ireland. So we do need to grow them in the next few years to make sure we're not overly dependent on the one big source market of the States.
And do you remember after COVID and we could start sort of moving around the country, and there was this new sort of realization of hidden gems, I guess you'd call them, that Irish people hadn't seen. Do you see any uptick in the staycation market as a result of that? Are more Irish people staying here, or are we off the island as soon as we can get off?
Yeah, well, one of the few good things, and I don't think you can say good things in COVID in the same sentence, but one of the few good things of COVID was that because international travel was prohibited, when we were allowed vacation, to use an American term, it was at home. So Irish people, if you like, rediscovered Ireland, and I think that's brilliant, and I think that's probably for the long-term good of Irish tourism, is that we now appreciate what's on our doorstep, the beauty of our scenery, our wonderful culture and heritage. But when COVID was over, Irish people understandably had a huge desire to go abroad, to go back to you know, the Med, to go further afield, chasing sun and different cultures. And that's still a little bit within our psyche. So, as I say, the domestic market is important, but it will only ever, even in its best years, it will only ever account for 30% or so of the Irish tourism economy. So we are an export industry. We do require international visitors to come here. And that's why things like the Dublin Airport passenger cap, for example, does cause us concern, because when the main gateway into the island has got a cap on it, a passenger cap on it, you can imagine how difficult it's going to be for Irish tourism to grow from international markets in the years ahead. So there's a couple of obstacles there in terms of competitiveness, in terms of capacity, that's stopping, if you like, Irish tourism being very bullish and very buoyant for the future. And there's a few concerns there that we have to address. But we're in a far, far better position than we were a few short years ago when, you know, we were the worst hit sector during the pandemic. All the bars, all the hotels, all the tourist attractions were shut, and we weren't sure if we'd ever open our doors again. So we're back, we're trading. We had a pretty decent year last year. This year has been, as I say, a mixed bag. But there are a few worrying signs there that all isn't good in the sector. You know, it's wrestling with enormous cost pressures. Margins are very tight. You've heard all about the restaurants around the country who are under real pressure. So, you know, the budget is only, 6 weeks away or so. So we'll be really pushing hard for a strong pro-tourism budget, because it's Ireland's largest indigenous industry. It's the biggest regional employer we have. You saw Donegal. There's not a lot of other economic activity along parts of the Wild Atlantic Way, but for tourism. So we really have to look after it.
That's true. And there are pressures on the tourism sector for sure. And that 9% VAT rate is one of those as well that we didn't get to touch on today. But there's lots of texts coming in, I have to say, about people who wanted to stay in Ireland for a staycation and the charges that they're coming in. Like one person saying, my sister and brother-in-law wanted a staycation for their anniversary and a boutique hotel wanted to charge over €600 for one night. I was in the UK recently and two nights in a boutique hotel for 220 sterling. So we have those challenges trickling down into consumers.
And we're definitely not. Nobody would pretend otherwise that we're the cheapest market there. You know, there's other markets with a different sort of product set, which are, if you like, cheaper. But I still think we represent excellent value for money. A lot of surveys are done by the likes of Fulch Ireland, surveying both the domestic market and the international tourist, and we still represent good value for money. But those kind of peak weeks in the summer months when demand outstrips supply, price will always go up. But I think what's critical from an industry perspective is that we ensure, you know, the value is there. So it may not be the cheapest bedroom or it may not be the cheapest meal, but it's a damn good one and it's a damn good experience. You mentioned the 9% VAT rate. Like, part of the reason that costs are so high is that loads of costs have been lumped onto the industry in recent times, whether it's labor or insurance or utilities, plus the VAT increase last year. So that's why something like the restoration of the VAT at 9% would put a sort of a halt to some of those price rises.
Yeah, well, look, all that said, I can only talk about my own experience, and that was just in Donegal. I thought there was great value for money and it was a fantastic place to go. But look, we leave it there for now. That was Eoin Amara Walsh, Chief Executive of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.